Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I don't have a driver's license.
Well, little tape tech, it's time to go to work.
Didn't you take the test?
Of course I took the test.
So what happened?
I failed it. I flunked it.
Jimmy Barkley Show on KYDS Kids Radio. You're at Wit's End asking the question, if a duck flies, why is a chicken?
Hello, Jimmy?
Yes, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say that I think your show is great.
Is that G-R-A-T-E great or G-R-E-A-T great?
Well, huh?
Let me guess, you're an English teacher, right? I know what kind of people listen to this show. The kind who are a couple of tacos short of a fiesta platter. What does your father do?
He's a door-to-door salesman.
Really? Does he sell, like, doors?
No.
Because that would make him a door-to-door door salesman. And getting customers would be real easy. Because all he has to do is walk up to a house, knock, and if he doesn't hear anything, then he knows he's made a sale. You all have a couple of hens left out in the yard.
We went to Washington.
Really? Why?
For a vacation. We were tourists.
Tourists? Ha! You mean people who travel thousands of miles to take pictures of themselves standing beside their cars? You're the kind of people who take an IQ test and forget to write your names! And you're my type of people. Join the ranks of Jimmyites. Listen to the Jimmy Barkley Show on KYDS Kids Radio.
Well, that's my demonstration tape. What'd you think, guys?
I feel the technical quality is superb.
You ought to, Eugene. You produced it.
Really? Well, that was a very nice job, Eugene.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. But as I've mentioned before, there is an aspect that still mystifies me.
And what's that, Eugene?
Why do people want to call in just to be teased?
Because it's entertaining. They're being noticed. All those callers can now say they were teased on my show. It's a sign of popularity, a status symbol.
Ah.
You understand now, Eugene?
Not at all.
What do you think, Mr. Whittaker?
Well, I thought the tape was very amusing, Jimmy.
Amusing?
Well, pretty funny.
That's better.
I do have a bit of concern, though.
What do you mean, concern?
Well, I think sometimes you get a little close to the edge. Your banter comes awfully close to being insults. You gotta be careful what you say, Jimmy. You could hurt somebody's feelings. You understand?
Sure, Mr. Whittaker. I understand. Well, I better go.
Well, where are you going?
Oh, didn't I tell you? The reason I had the tape made is because I've got an appointment with Cryin' Brian Dern.
Who?
The most popular talk jock at Odyssey 105 Radio. He's going to give me an evaluation of my program.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting. Let us know how it turns out.
I will. See you later.
Bye, Jimmy.
Goodbye. Very enterprising young man.
He certainly is. Oh, speaking of enterprising, Eugene, I have an errand I need you to run for me.
My bicycle and myself are at your disposal.
Well, you won't be able to use your bike for this one. I need you to go to the Riley Farm.
Oh, the Riley Farm?
Yep. Tom has some watermelons for us. You can't carry them on your bike. You'll have to drive.
Drive?
Uh-huh. You know how to get out there, don't you?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Well, here are the keys to the truck. Tom's expecting you. Well, what's the matter?
Mr. Whittaker, I'm afraid I cannot comply with your request.
You mean you won't do it?
No, sir. I mean, I can't do it, at least not legally.
Legally? Eugene, what are you talking about?
Well, this is rather embarrassing to admit, Mr. Whittaker, but I don't have a driver's license.
You don't have a driver's license?
Please, Mr. Whittaker, lower your vocal amplification. This is not information I wish to share with the world at large.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Eugene, but you know, this is quite a surprise. I mean, you are in college, after all.
Which is one of the reasons why I lack a license. My studies have always been so demanding, I simply haven't had the time to pursue many of the areas of daily convenience. Bicycling is also far more environmentally and physically advantageous, you know.
Cars may cause a lot of pollution, but they're also something of a necessity these days.
Evidently.
Well, you should consider getting your license. Doesn't take long, and you'd be helping me out.
Well, what's involved?
There's a brief written exam and a road test. There's really nothing to it. Should be a breeze for you.
Very well, then. I shall pursue it. May I take the rest of the afternoon to do so?
Oh, well, I guess I can send Connie out to Tom's when she comes in. Sure, Eugene. Go get him.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker.
Join the ranks of Jimmyites. Listen to the Jimmy Barkley Show on KYDS Kids Radio.
That's it, Mr. Dern. What do you think?
Well...
It's all right. You should be brutal with me. Don't spare me because I'm young. I can take it.
Oh, I don't think you're going to have to take anything. I liked it.
You did?
Yeah. On the whole, I thought it was pretty good, but...
But what?
Well, there are a few technical problems. You know, the mic placement? You should try to put it so you're sort of talking past it instead of right into it.
Past it. Okay, what else?
Well, you might also want to take it easy on the effects. People want to hear you, not a bunch of crazy sounds.
Take it easy on crazy sounds.
Yeah. And...
And what?
Well... In my opinion, your main problem is you're a little too conservative in places, you know?
Conservative?
Yeah. I mean, you're funny, but, well, you don't move in for the kill often enough.
Move in for the kill? What do you mean?
Well, for instance, that spelling thing you did with great and great. Did you do anything more after that?
Well... No, that was pretty much the end.
Well, see, you should have kept going. Start ranting and raving about the lack of quality education and teachers in the public schools. And that thing about Washington, a perfect opportunity to rip those bozos apart. People love it when you go crazy. What you got here are great beginnings, but you gotta follow through.
Oh, what else?
I can't give away all my secrets.
Oh, please. I want to learn. Just one more. Please.
Well, all right. I'll give you a sure-fire laugh-getter. Whenever you can, record people without them knowing it.
I tried that, but I really didn't get anything all that good.
No. You don't stop there. After you record them, you cut the tape into clips, like you did on your demo. Now, that way, by asking the right questions, you can make them say whatever you want them to say.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Well, I was just thinking that... When you do that, won't people be insulted?
Insulted? You see those bags over in the corner?
Yeah.
That's mail from listeners I've insulted. They love it. That's why we're on the air.
Wow, but don't you get any bad mail?
Yeah, from one or two people who are really uptight or who have no sense of humor. But I never worry about them. For one thing, there aren't many of them, thank goodness. And for another thing, well, we're only kidding around, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Sure we are. This is all in fun, you know? I mean, if they can't take a joke, forget them.
Yeah, forget them. That's great, Mr. Dern. Thanks.
Glad to be of service, Jimmy. I think you've got the makings of a first-rate broadcaster. If you keep practicing.
Really? Wow. Would it be okay if I played you my new and improved demo? Once I make it, that is.
Absolutely. You come in anytime.
Great. Well, I guess I better go. Thanks again.
You're welcome. And hey, keep those ears tuned.
Right. Bye.
Bye. So much for public relations.